About 22,000 men worked the underground mines of Butte at the city's peak. 22,000 men hauling 20,000 tons of ore back to the surface every day. But that was almost 100 years ago. Today, Montana Tech students are the only underground miners working in town. Capital reporter Dan Boyce tells us more about the training lab down in Butte's old tunnels.
It's definitely louder than the average college lab course. And rather than crisp, white lab coats, students wear mud-soaked work boots, dust-streaked faces, and hard hats.
It's actual hands-on. I'm doing real mining engineering right now, real mining work.
Montana Tech Mining Engineering Senior David Lawson is working under the light of his headlamp in an otherwise black tunnel 100 feet below ground level. He's taking turns with the other lab students lifting a heavy, pneumatic, jackleg drill, using different length bits to bore 2 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet into a solid rock wall at the end of a short side tunnel. Lawson is drilling into a network of shafts where miners have been digging since the late 1800s. The Orphan Boy Mine. The Anaconda Company used to mine silver, lead, and zinc out of here until it closed in the 1950s. And one of the advantages of a town like Butte, a town with a lot of old mine shafts, is Tech students don't have to go very far to get underground. The Orphan Boy is literally on campus.
From my office, it's a 10-minute walk.
Peter Knutson is the dean of the School of Mines and Engineering at Tech. He says when he went to school here decades ago, any engineering student could take on shifts at the mines still operating in Butte.
But that opportunity stopped in 1975.
Then, for almost 30 years, mining students got their practical training in mines near Phillipsburg or Columbus, hours away. Tech worked with the World Museum of Mining to reopen these shafts and start this training center in 2004, and it's been expanding ever since. The area where the students are training now was opened in 2011, after a land grant from petroleum company ARCO, which used to own some of the mines in town. Junior Crystal Martin just got down here from her last class.
Yeah, I was just in calculus.
The drillers punched about a dozen six-foot holes into the rock walls at the end of two side tunnels.
Do you work your way straight up and then over and then straight down?
No.
Now, Martin is using an air compressor hose to shoot tiny white pellets into the holes.
Ammonium nitrate.
The stuff is flying everywhere. It looks like laundry detergent, but it's a lot more explosive. She pushes detonation charges about the size of Sharpie markers to the back of each hole, ahead of the white pellets. Fluorescent yellow cables run from each charge, out of the drill holes. The cables connect to each other in a spider web hanging from the wall.
Hear the bang and then the bam of the det cord going off.
Tech hired local mining engineer Larry Hoffman to help teach the class. He's telling everyone what to expect from the explosion.
It's gonna go flop, 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 flop. And there'll be 7 seconds before the first one goes off.
The students are around a corner of the shaft, a couple hundred feet from the side tunnels. Junior Crystal Martin is prepping to witness her first underground blast.
Okay, everybody ready?
Yep.
You hear the first pop, and you kind of almost think that's it, and then the second one goes off.
Those are the timing elements going off.
And then the vibrations that come through the tunnel right at you is just incredible how powerful that blast actually is.
Martin and the rest of the class finished the long, winding path out of the shafts. Like most of the students, she doesn't really see herself ending up a mining laborer. As an engineer, though, she appreciates getting her hands dirty.
A lot of engineer to worker is misunderstanding, and actually having the opportunity to come down and do this, you get a little more understanding and respect for the people who do have to do it.
Students squint in the sun and head back to campus. Next lab, they'll be pulling up ore from the 12 feet of new tunnel they just blasted. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Butte.